are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Well, the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Vista Karen. Joining me this morning, GM for the Peer Trappers, Kelsey Nash. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's going well today. Beautiful sunny day again.
Yes, and it is warming up. Some little warmer than we'd like for, you know, for many things, including baseball.
Yeah, we'd like to see some of those like 75, 80 degree, you know, stretches would be great for baseball. But, you know, 100 degrees, whatever. Come on, the entertainment's just as good.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. The guys are on the road here this week, but starting Saturday, you've got a big homestand.
Yeah, they're on the road in Minot today, tomorrow, and then down to Sioux Falls Friday. And then we start an 8-game in 9-day stretch at home. So that'll be nice to get our fans at home for a change.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun, and plus you've got, you know, promotional stuff going on, and you're teaming up with Farmers Union Insurance for a very cool fundraiser, I guess.
Well, yep, fundraiser. So we're joining Farmers Union Insurance as one of our corporate sponsors through our South Dakota and North Dakota teams. And we're joining with them to raise donations for Feeding South Dakota. So next Wednesday, July 7th, we're doing a jersey giveaway. If you've seen our Facebook posts or Twitter or anything, we have a couple of pictures of our new jersey out. It's a gold color. It's got the big trapper on the back,
right.
21 for the year on the back, and then trappers across the front chest. And again, you'll see some pictures on our Facebook page. So how this works is you bring a donation of 3 non-perishable food items or $10 to the stadium next Wednesday, again, July 7th, starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to be doing it right outside the front gate of the stadium, and you bring those donations, and we're going to get you have a jersey. And a bonus to that is if you're one of the first 100 people to do it, mm-hmm. you're going to get a game ticket to that night's game from courtesy of Farmers Union Insurance.
Oh, so, very cool.
So, yep, so they have 100 game tickets, plus you get a jersey, and for three non-perishable food items, so we can help fill the shelves out at Feeding South Dakota.
Yeah, that is a great thing to do. And I know the guys have been, you know, working with the kids, and they just were recently, was it in Fort Pierre, working with some young kids on a camp?
Well, we did a camp with the Fort Pierre baseball early in the season. Okay. I think early June we did one there. The other day they were up at Kennedy Elementary School doing a little teacher student game with the summer school students for the Peer District. They have been out at Feeding South Dakota filling boxes and providing services there. We've worked down at the banquet, serving the banquet one night. We've been over at the Senior Citizen Center doing some time. We're just looking at our opportunities to give back to our community that really supports us.
Yeah, and they've been doing a great job with that. And if folks haven't been out to the games, you've got the game, which is fun to watch. You've got some promotions. One of the favorite amongst the fans is the toilet paper toss, which is a blast.
It really is. It's amazing. Wheelhouse Plumbing is our sponsor for the toilet paper toss. It happens around the 8th inning. And yeah, people just go crazy for a roll of toilet paper. It's amazing.
It really is. You're like, well, what's the deal with toilet paper? But hey, you know, it's free toilet paper.
Yeah, it works.
You know, and what else have you got coming up through the week?
So we always have a theme for our games, which are coming up. So we have some really interesting theme nights coming, including we're going to do a game show night on Saturday and everything USA Americana on the 4th of July, of course. Remember, our game on the 4th of July is at 5:35, and all our other games are at 7:05. Sunday games are always at 5:35. We have rock and roll night, so we'll look for good music that night. Of course, Wednesday the 7th, again, is our Feeding South Dakota partnership. College night, so we want people to wear their favorite college, you know, hats, jerseys, T-shirts, things like that. We're going to get into Black Widow and the Marvel night. They have a new movie coming out, so that's on my interns. They're going to have to let me know what that's about. I'm not a big superhero.
They're the ones planning that one,
Yes. And then we look at beach night, Hawaiian night, beach theme Hawaiian night. And then we have 7-Eleven on July 11th. So That'll be something creative that my crew is coming up with. And I have to give a shout out to my staff of interns because they have done an amazing job this year. You know, we're a little short staffed and they come in and do the everything that's needed and go above and beyond to make sure that we put on a good entertainment for our fans. So I really want to express my gratitude to the hard work that they've done this year and to the concession staff, because as busy as we've been, they've done a really nice job getting people their food and beverages.
Yeah, everybody, you know, because I've done a few PA games for you, and everything is run so smooth. And if something pops up, they're really quick to take care of it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the great thing. They've done, like you said, a fantastic job. So encourage fans to get out. The 8-game homestand kicks off on Saturday. Like you said, the Sunday game's going to be 5:35. Otherwise, 7:05 for the first strike. So
first strike, yep. Not the first pitch. The first strike is what we call that.
So for all kinds of details, if they want to, you know, get tickets and find out what's coming up, they can go to peertrappers.com.
Peertrappers.com. Always check out our social media. We're real heavy on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Absolutely. All over the place there in the socials. Well, thank you for stopping in, Kelsey. And I'm sure Wednesday night with the Farmers Union, that's going to be a great, great fundraising effort and a great time at the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely. Just remember, stop on out at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Bring 3 non-perishable food items or $10, and you get one of these really cool jerseys.
All right. Sounds good. Well, have a good rest of your day, Kelsey.
Thank you so much. You
too. We'll talk to you again soon. There's Kelsey Nash, the GM from the Pier Trappers. Lots going on. Visit peertrappers.com and find out more there, right there on the website and on the socials. Your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at May Adam, Pier, VA Clinic, and VistaCare.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers